In order to monetize your YouTube, you're slap boxing 100-year-olds.
Yeah, that's I mean, that's what people want from me at this point. That's what I'm known for.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
So let's start with naming a couple of things and seeing how it makes you feel.
Mm-hmm.
100 years old. 106 wow. years old. Okay.
Wow.
Those are weighted numbers. Okay. You hear somebody's 13, somebody's 30. You go, oh, okay, nice. You see that cat. Eric just picked a cat up. But you hear the name 100 years old, the word or the phrase, that comes with a heaviness, a lividness,
right,
which demands you listen and you tuck in your shirt, you brush your teeth, and you focus up. Okay?
Because even if you're a pencil pusher, even if you just sat around watching soaps and eating bonbons your whole life, but you made it to 106 years old, you know a thing or two about being alive. You've been you can be lazy in life, but you can't avoid pain.
And here's what's funny, too.
You can't avoid loss. And people that make it to that far, yeah, they've been fucking through it, no matter who it is.
Yeah. And Nate, you try to take out these 100-year-olds every time you come across one. I feel like you don't respect them maybe more than anyone.
I have to monetize my YouTube channel in some,
My YouTube channel.
What is it? Wait, where are you going with that? And so in order to monetize your YouTube, you're slap boxing 100-year-olds?
Yeah. That's what people want from me at this point. That's what I'm known for.
So you're locked into it. I get it. It's not personal.
You're running a life insurance
slap
scam.
Slap boxing a fucking 98-year-old
geriatric backyard.
98-year-old man life insurance scam. Somehow you make fucking $200,000. You become the
backyard beefs. Backyard beef adult. You know what's funny? Because sometimes they call adult content. Then there's senior content. Do they have that yet? That's kind
they're
of next
about
level.
To. They're about to. Yeah. Remember Blue from Old School?
I remember the color.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, I do remember Blue.
You don't remember my boy Blue?
My boy Blue.
When he's jelly wrestling?
Jelly wrestling. Is that what they call it?
I don't know. I think
that's kind of more sexy to me. I want to go jelly wrestling with your ass. But no, he went out the way that we all want to go, being all wrestled by beautiful women in a pool of jelly.
I think, yeah, I guess
that
so.
That is the way to go, man.
But
Blue
you
had
stay
that
kind of
old-timey miner, coal miner or gold digger build.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The 1800s kind of just... soup and ale build.
Soup
he
and
had
ale.
That.
Yeah. So what's funny is
they don't make them like that.
But that's speaking of soup and aioli. When you meet somebody who's 99 years old, when you meet somebody who's 110 years old, what's funny is there's a lot of gurus out there these days who are saying like, smoke matcha, bitch, if you want to live to be 600 years old like me with no wrinkles.
Yeah.
Go ahead and go out to fucking eat with a 100-year-old. I promise you.
Go out to eat with my Nana, which is what Jack and I just did 2 days ago.
93?
She's 93.
She's driving still, driving cars. And so what did she order at the diner? Did
she ordered the giant Dutch baby pancake.
No, that's not possible. Because to live so long, don't you need to eat nothing but broccoli with no pesticides?
That's what you would think. That's what they're telling us.
And
that's
she
what we're
ate
being force-fed
waffle,
by the media.
A waffle
but what
bigger
did my
than
Nana eat? She ate the strawberry Dutch baby pancake, Nate. You missed out. With syrup on it.
Okay. Because what's funny is
that's incredible. Did you guys have an amazing conversation? Did you ask her questions? Did you gain any wisdom?
No, we were
or
just talking.
You guys just fucking about yourself like you fucking like you always do.
No, we were talking to her about the podcast numbers. We're telling her about the co-star credits we got. We didn't have too much time to ask her about what's going on, but she really appreciated spending time with us.
Well, she pulled up with a full Google Doc to show us some pitches that she had for segments for the show. They were really funny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it worked out.
Yeah.
We talked about waffles for a while. That was fun. We both like waffles with ice cream on them.
Eggo but waffles. Now you, I notice how quiet you are during this because you have something against the elderly. You know, I notice when we go do our elderly volunteering, you usually shy away and go get play on your phone and play Snake on your phone whenever we get around an old person, and you close your nose.
Well, this is a tough. When you guys brought this to me in one of our hour long pitch meetings where we're coming up with topics to talk about.
Yeah, I guess that was November 2022, right? When we came up with this one
on one of our brainstorm meetings. This one was tough for me because I don't know if you remember this, but I was really resistant to even doing this, and I was like, I don't know if this is something that I can talk about even because I have so much disdain for anyone above the age of honestly 60 plus. Well, cause where I kind of draw the line and I kind of just don't talk to those people at all. They're kind of subhuman to me in a many different ways.
Yeah. Well, you grew up in one of them Charlie and the Chocolate Factory type houses with a bunch of old people all in the same bed, and they were beating the shit out of you every single day, smacking you,
putting their toes in your mouth while you're sleeping,
making them getting candy for them. I can imagine it that you don't like them now.
Is it also? Are you like jealous? Like, damn! So I wish I was that fucking old already.
Because they have them.
Because you don't get that respect.
Different kinda, type of bodies.
It's built in respect too. Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting? You live to 100, and it's kind of like, all right, built in respect. I mean, are we being taken a fool in that regard? A 100-year-old comes up to you and gives you some advice on what to buy, or something. Should we really just trust them just because they've been around? What if they were stupid as fuck? Well,
can I ask you guys a question? Let's look back at the last 100 years, shall we? At this generation that you're saying is that we should give respect to.
Yeah.
Let's look back at the past 100 years. What's happened in the last
1924? Is what just happened, Jack?
My curtain just fell off the wall. It was hanging.
Oh, you know what that? That's an elderly ghost.
It was hanging by a deer head, and this deer head just fell, and it smacked the microphone.
That was definitely some type of ghost.
That was crazy.
I know there were old people living all up in your building. Okay, so but 100 years ago, it's 1924. What's everybody doing? Reading The Great Gatsby?
Trying to eat bananas. Differently?
They're watching quiet movies. Remember, because it was silent, and then they couldn't get the volume that loud, so it was hella quiet movies, so you had to really listen close, and then they finally got that volume up in the 30s.
A rose-tinted glasses on of what the 20s were like. It wasn't everybody was just trying desperately to get over the traumas of the First World War.
Nah, they didn't give up. You know what, they were fucking getting down, sucking on each other. You saw the clothes they wore, right? You know what's, there's nothing sexier than to me? The flapper girls.
Oh, yeah.
And so when I go to a Halloween party and there's a woman all dressed as a flapper, yeah, that is exactly what I want to see. And especially if she listens to the Shins too, and she's dressed as a flapper.
That makes sense now because you've been sending me Photoshop images of Saweetie in flapper type clothing.
And then I'm just texting you, could you imagine this? Imagine coming home to this.
The 20s were awesome. Time.
They were fun. We're in them right now.
What was dark about the 20s? Oh, the Great Depression? That only affected farmers.
Well, let's just look about 15 to 20 years later. How could that be an amazing time when the world consciousness created such a terrible circumstances to enact the Second World War?
Can we stop calling it the World War, man? Chile wasn't in it. Uruguay wasn't in it. Taiwan wasn't in it. Bangladesh wasn't in it. Burkina Faso wasn't in it. I don't know who was in it, quite frank. But what I'm saying, and don't make me say that 191 more times, okay? Why do they got to call it the World War? What you don't
realize, Jack, is those countries were affected by blockades, and many of those countries sent battalions.
Okay, dude, cool, man. But, like, okay, so if there's, like, a pileup, you know what I'm saying, on the BQE, and a bunch of people all get fucking 300 people die on the highway from the biggest explosion of all time because they crash into a fucking awesome, crazy truck with poison in it, and then it makes me late for the gym or something for a personal training session where I'm a personal trainer. Does that mean that I'm now getting to say that this was the great thing for me, tragedy for me? You see my metaphor. You see how I just laid that out.
Right.
Now you have to redact your statement.
Like, just following so close as you're building that up.
Yeah, well, that's the way I speak, is with perfect story narrative and arc.
Jack's metaphor school.
Jack's school.
Oh, my hiccups went away. If anybody listened to the Patreon, yeah, that shit went away. Because of my mental fortitude, I finally fucking squashed them. A lot of y'all would have. A lot of you. It would have driven most people mad to go through what I went through that day full of hiccups. Not me.
That's a good children's
book. I wasn't looking up leukemia hiccup connection. Right after the podcast.
Leukemia hiccup connection.
What was I going to say? Oh, you made a good point with the Uruguay battalion. Do you think there was any like country that was forced to send like just kind of like 40 dudes to World War II, and they kind of just like hung back, like they didn't even fight the war, they were just kind of like chilling in like Europe, like no one's like kind of, there wasn't like the UN wasn't around, like nobody was there to like be like, hey Uruguay, we didn't see you guys on the battlefield like yesterday.
We were there. We were just fucking, we were like, we fight from the trees, so y'all didn't even see us, but we were fucking getting them, getting them really good. And then,
I feel like a couple countries just had a kind of a, we're in the past years just seeing the countryside.
And you know, on the cruise ships, how they have the like party, team member, the people who are in charge of like throwing the parties.
Yeah, the party cruise leaders.
The party committee? Yeah. That's a real job on the cruise ship. I think that if we were in war, we would be in charge of fucking throwing the fucking DJ parties right after the battles, make sure that our soldiers fucking get taken care of, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, in doing all types the first of ever ways. Beatbox trumpet. Basically doing fucking Macklemore style. Awesome dance music.
Get Miley Cyrus out there fucking...
Letting out all the rounds that we didn't use yet. Oh, we still got 100,000 bullets. Let that shit go. What else we got left over?
Use them as like tank. A beat, too.
Oh, use a gun as a beat?
Oh, the gun drum? The drum gun.
Wow. Okay, but let's get back to what we call the elderly.
Please.
Okay? Because I need to tell you guys something. I think I've said it on a previous episode, but we are headed for a crisis right now. Okay. Food. There's an entire generation of what they call the baby boomers, which I've done many studies on, who are becoming older and older. And guess the hell what? I'm not going to try to swear as much on this. Guess what, bitch?
What?
Hey.
There is enough infrastructure to take care of these old people as they begin to decline. Okay? There's the nursing home, retirement care infrastructure in this country right now is garbage. And if we're smart, we will open up some Joy Tactics style retirement homes. We'll make sure the overhead is low as possible, but they're still having a good time. I'm going to try to figure out how to make that happen. Because you can strip away some of these activities as long as we give them
I know exactly how to.
What? How? The Quest? Pros, the VR? Yeah,
exactly. You give them, we put them in the tiniest little like closet rooms.
Pods.
Okay? Pods.
And they like, get massaged too. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
From me.
Yeah. All day massaging. A
really oily one too. Oh,
too oily.
Much oil. Too oily. Vegetable well, we're going to put them in, you've seen those, you know, porta potties, right? It's going to be basically the size of that. All right.
Yeah.
This is where they sleep. This is where they eat.
But it smells hella good. Quest. It smells like incense.
It smells amazing sometimes, but overpowering. But we're going to fucking put them in there. Sorry for cursing. and we're going to put the Quest on there, and it's just going to make their room look a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
It's just going to, that's it. It's not going to do like, they're not going to be in some fantasy land. It's just going to make them seem like they're in like a maybe less than normal size room.
Is it their actual room that they're used to, and it's just slightly bigger? Like a VR recreation of their room, but they have like a little more square footage? Or is it a different house?
Kind of the kind of discussions we're having.
But you don't want to put any type of fantasy in there. You don't want to make like, okay, it's the real room, but then Mickey Rooney's coming in to service you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Or Carol Burnett's over in the corner doing a different type of breakdancing. Imagine that. I'm saying we could give them an amazing reality.
Good ideas.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But what are we going to do about this, guys? Because the elderly are about to be thrown to... Because, you know, in our society, we throw the elders to the our elders to the curb.
Look at how they treat my lord, the fucking chief of state, President Joe Biden.
I don't even want to get into that because we're abusing him as a country.
We have to get into it because just because he's old, that people are disrespecting him, what you don't realize is... If you put somebody who is the opposite age, let's say 8, up in the positions that Joe Biden was in,
right.
How do you think they would be behaving? Horribly, by the way. Hmm. Joe Biden has... The age has got nothing to do with it.
Right.
He's strong.
It makes me sick.
He could bite through a coconut. I hate to get into it. Yeah.
I hate to bring this up, but I know we're talking about the elderly, but... I can't help but tie that into how the ancients, which they kind of figured out things.
Yeah.
Who are the ancients?
The ancient civilization. Okay. So they figured out a lot of things before we did. And
they did. Right.
The ancients, they actually respected the elders in a way. And they revered
their wisdom. And these are the people in the Wild
wisdom.
West?
No.
The what?
What?
These
joy tactics.
The people in
how
the Wild
ancient
West.
Are we talking about? Because my idea of ancient doesn't go back that far.
Your idea of ancient is like Abraham Lincoln. The 1870s.
Oh, ancient. Oh, you mean like Trail. Those pumas back yeah. in the day, like in the 90s? Those fucking red pumas? That's ancient.
No,
I'm talking about the ancients.
I'm talking about 17,000 BC.
Oh,
why would you talk about that?
Before this is basically Atlantis style when they had Wi-Fi
right. when they were getting
back then
when they were
oh I see
ancient golden technology that were energy sources that would
ancient
fuel
golden
their
technology.
Consciousness and well what they did is they you wonder why they were so advanced back then because they respected the elders. The elders got their own crib, they got their own little you know kind of house
servant,
and they would all servants and everything. They had interns back then.
The ancient intern.
And the ancient intern.
The caveman intern.
I feel like that was my past
going
life.
And getting.
Yeah, 100%. You're like counting rocks, but you don't know numbers.
But we have lost that. We think that we put all of our wisdom. We worship celebrities that are 19, 22 years old.
Right.
Who's our gods now? Our gods
Ariana
are
Grande,
fucking exactly.
Taylor Swift.
What does she know? She has no fucking.
And she's
wisdom.
A home wrecker, by the way. I didn't want to get into it, but yeah, she's dating SpongeBob from Broadway. Good God!
I thought you were gonna say she's a hoe.
No, dude, I don't use that type of language when I would discuss. It makes me sick that you would even use that H-O word on this shit.
Yeah, keep
if I did a crusade against the word
ho,
you should.
Did like infographics, like I'm not like ever posting about anything political at all, and I'm posting like hella infographics that I designed about not using the word ho. Please. But yeah, I mean, we used to treat the elders right.
Well,
and then when did it turn? When did what's that?
We used to build sarcophagi. We used to build
I know,
pyramids.
Did.
We don't even respect death anymore. What do you want to do? Oh, let's just burn them. Let's burn them into ash and put them on top of, right next to our fucking giant Hershey Kiss bottle from Hershey Park, fucking Pennsylvania, and put it on the fireplace that we never look at. Makes me sick.
Cremation is
when
a
my
sin.
Grandparents died, guess what?
We haven't talked about that yet, but cremation is a fucking capital,
of course it
cardinal
is.
Sin.
Of course it is. Because what is hell? It's that.
Okay? Yeah. Oh, you get.
Okay.
How do you want to be buried, Nate? How do you want to go? How do you want to be?
How do you want to be burned alive?
To
Nate,
rest.
To, yeah. Nate, you look like you're in
I
want to
be
right
just
now.
A bot. I want to be in a cemetery, but just like sprawled out, like just my body's like the first, like just above ground, no casket, just kind of just let
you just
want to
be tossed
away.
Over there.
Yeah, I just want to be like just
fresh off of the fresh off the hospital bed, just let them sling them out.
If we're in like Times Square,
if you were buried in a way decaying. Where it's like they put you in the fucking Tempur-Pedic bed in the mausoleum with, but you can still see through the glass, and they kind of formaldehyde you out, and you're gripping it in the bed. You know, I'm talking about gripping it. With your lip bit like that, and you're looking at all the people looking in. Oh, shit.
Oh, that's a great idea. Stuff me like a fucking...
and you're playing like Views from the Six over the loudspeaker.
All day long. Forever.
Oh, you do it perfectly so it doesn't need any power. It's like perfectly the sound waves of the song are bouncing off of the sarcophagus perfectly so you can put your ear up to it and you can hear.
Oh, shit.
Is that? Hear some Drake or something.
Nobody else is this creative.
Really?
It's really crazy.
I know.
People are so stuck in their
ways. Maybe there's a
secret
society. Yeah.
They're sheep.
Can somebody who works in a corporate environment, I know we have some C-level executives.
Oh, yeah. C-suite.
That listen to this. C-suite executives. Get us up in some sort of, what word am I looking for? What's a brainstorming?
Meeting.
A think tank.
A think tank. Yeah. Get us up in a fucking corporate think tank, and we will change your whole fucking business structure.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, 99% of the things we say, you'll laugh at. You'll say, haha, we could never do that, even though they would change the fundamental structure and profit variabilities of your business.
You know who they laughed at, too?
Who?
Mr. Nikolai Tesla.
Oh, you're talking about the king
Remember
of
him?
Electricity.
David Bowie played him in The Prestige.
What?
Oh, shit, Nick.
I didn't
know
that. That movie's awesome. Well, look at
his
Jake
brain
Dash
was too powerful for the 1800s.
Why did he figure out so much shit? What was he sipping on?
What was he sipping? He was sipping on.
He was Canadian, right?
Was he?
Was he really?
I don't know.
No, I don't believe he was. He had some crazy accent in the movie, which is where I get most of my
Have you heard this
from.
Conspiracy theory?
What?
Of the book that in the 1800s that was like predicts Trump. You guys had it first.
That is such a lame ass prediction. In 2016, an evil orange-haired villain will become... You know what I'm saying? You predicted Trump? Boring.
But this was the whole conspiracy, if you're not aware of it. There's a book that was published in the 1800s, and it was like, and it specifically names Trump. It was like a golden-haired... Like, it pretty much kind of like describes Trump as
an orange-handed...
Yeah, something like that. And then... But it says, like, Barron, like, he has a son named Barron, and then there's, like, a guy named Pence in it.
And this is the theory. I heard about this crazy book.
This is the theory that Nikola Tesla, his patents were given to Trump's, like, uncle or something like that, or great uncle who worked at MIT.
Oh.
And he... had like, you know how the government like took away all his patents?
Yeah, I knew that.
So he took so Trump's great uncle took all the patents for time travel, okay, and then he went back and forward in time or something like that and got this information.
He went forward
and
in
wrote
time
some crazy fiction novel.
Yeah. To the future.
Shit. So how could you not believe that? And you deny all of these conspiracy theories?
Who you're saying that
to
me?
Perfect
sense.
No,
I don't deny that.
Because how else could Hillary Clinton ever lose an election? Only with interdimensional interference is through this.
Something
now
very mysterious. The moment she lost, I was like, this is not right. This is not as it should be. This is fucking...
Yeah.
This is wrong.
This is not
These
correct.
Bloodlines need to be stopped. Because what I'm noticing is it's bloodlines.
Yeah.
Oh, now we're talking.
And we think we live in a democracy, but actually we live in the most fucking nepotistical...
You just saw me wake up.
Yeah, right? I did see your
Well,
ass
here's what we
up.
Need to
just,
do. Do yourself a favor. Hello. Let's all do this. Let's get, let's get a syringe full of, what's it called when you make somebody not able to have kids? Fertilization powder. Get that, a syringe full of that in your hand. And go and sign up for a meet and greet with Barron Trump. Yeah. Then shake his hand as hard as you can for 8 to 10, 12 seconds until you know that the injection has entered his palm.
And then that's all. Yeah, we had this kind of celebrity injection idea last time, but now you're using it too. And him and the bloodline.
No, that's the first time I've ever said that exact idea. I'm pretty sure.
Did you guys know that Tesla
Nicholas
invented wireless power in the 1800s?
He did. What's all this shit? And I'm still fucking tangled up in 17 fucking wires.
Yeah, there's a conspiracy going around. Whoever's making the cords, I think, has a very vested interest in not making sure wireless power never comes to be. So I would say look toward the cord makers. Look toward the wire makers.
Well, and do you think that
who's at the top of there? Because they're preventing us from having a wireless society.
But why? Right? But then take another deeper question and say why?
Is it because of the radio waves? I'm tired of having to go this deep.
Well, then you don't just sit back. It'll make you less tired. That's what's funny is you'll stop being so tired when you just accept the truth because you're working so hard to fabricate and deal and deal and deal. But right. Maybe they're protecting you. Maybe the wireless world is a world where all of a sudden you're going to be... The radio waves that would be going around your whole head right now would make your head pop probably in an instant. If every single microwave was wireless, if every single phone charger was just, I'm just going to wave it really fast through the air because all the phone charging particles are in the air. Your head would turn into a roasted marshmallow within 5 seconds and I'd be there to eat it because all my shit would still be wired. Okay.
Well, you guys must not have seen this film. I think it was called like Once Upon a Time. I actually don't remember what it was.
I've seen every single Tarantino movie.
No, it was by the dude who made Mad Max. Okay. And this was a big flop in the box office. It came out like 2 years ago, maybe. Starring Idris Elba.
Okay.
Right?
Good.
And he plays a genie. Okay, and at the very end of the film, he's in our world. Okay, he's not in the ancient world or anything. He's in the modern day world, a genie, and he has to. Anyways, this really stuck with me. But he, in his head, you kind of go into like his point of view, and because of all the Wi-Fi, the Bluetooth, whatever, all of the wavelengths, microwaves going on. All day long, he hears, and it kind of drives him fucking crazy. But he has to be in this world. And I think, how many goddamn coyotes are feeling this way that we have? Because animals don't show pain like we do.
Right.
That's why the birds can't quite kill themselves en masse.
Yeah.
Well, the whales are fighting back, right?
Yeah, we saw that.
Say what?
We saw that last summer. The whales are fighting back against me. Wrong move.
Because we've filled their ocean with microplastics, which is what we're also filling our hearts and our own bloodstreams. But we're filling the oceans with trash, as I've shown you guys multiple times with those my favorite documentaries. But what we're also doing...
Stop showing us those.
Like, all right, yo, come over, guys. Like, please, no snacks, no fucking nothing to drink. Can't even give you water, but you have to watch this 4-hour documentary. But we're drilling into the fucking earth to get oil to power our fucking SUVs. You know how loud that shit is underwater. We got the cruise ships carrying our overweight adults. Not that that's a problem, but I'm overweight. It's carrying us across the oceans for entertainment as we drink ourselves to death and ignore the global climate crisis. And you know how those fucking propellers sound underwater? We are driving the fish and the whales mad. And we don't even understand how intelligent they are. We're torturing these beasts. And they're going to come and get our ass. I just know this.
And the aliens are down there, correct?
Oh, the aliens have their own type of fort down there. Yeah, of course they do.
Well, here's where we're fucking up. And this is where we're fucking up, too. Because guess what?
What?
A microplastic is harmless, right? It's a one microplastic. Sure,
that's
it's bad
what
for
they
your
say
bloodstream,
to us.
Whatever.
Yes.
Okay, so now, what happens when you get 10 billion microplastics and you put them together at the bottom of the ocean? Now it's right. called a macroplastic or just plastic. Okay.
Right.
Then what? You get the smart enough fish culture and you keep giving them resources. Keep feeding them those resources. See if they don't build a motherfucking death ray. Okay? What are
a
we throwing down there?
A fucking gun.
They were going, the fish could build a subatomic nuclear ship. You know what I'm saying?
Holy
and go drive
shit.
It around. We're so worried about Russia. We're worried about this and that. Meanwhile, dolphins are out here using the fucking lobsters as fucking nuclear robotic slaves to go build the end of the world
all
bomb.
Aquatic creatures. Oh, I would be the first one to man up that fucking that turret, dude. I would be fucking lighting their asses
destroying
up.
The fucking lobsters.
Oh, you'd be lighting up
lighting
lobsters.
Up the blowfish.
And I'd be there with the butter. I'd be there with the butter and the boiling water to catch
you
them.
You know, you know what's pathetic? I was just thinking. I'm trying to name a fish. All I know is fucking river fish. I don't know the ocean fish. Yeah, I know
name
trout.
A river fish.
Yeah, I know salmon. Bat, yeah, bass, I know
perch, walleye.
Yeah, but those all live in our American lakes and in our
well,
rivers.
Well, I don't give a fuck.
What about
you
the
know
ocean?
What I give a fuck about
tuna.
Fresh water, dude.
Huh?
Which we're going to be discussing fresh water versus salt water.
Stay away
soon,
from fresh water.
Poach that. Yeah, that discussion.
It's funny that they say fresh water is the best, even though that's where the brain-eating amoebas live.
Yeah, I wouldn't go in that. Why do they say it's? They say it's the best.
Yeah, that's what they're trying
what do you
to
mean
say.
By it's really.
You know what I saw recently
pretty...
is a dog. Like, you know how we can't just go up to like a puddle and just drink out of it? Like, we'd fucking die.
That's
right?
What they
well,
tell you.
A life
that
straw.
You can't.
Yeah, sure. We know. Yeah, we're familiar with that narrative. Go on.
But due to your experience of just putting a straw in puddles, different puddles, you're
well, just
you're finding
yeah,
different
yeah.
results.
Well, but your teeth are filters if you swish it around. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah,
but I saw a dog just really slurp up just the most disgusting puddle I've ever seen in my life, and I was like,
yep.
And you know what?
Dog,
he's probably fucking fine.
It probably is, but you know your ass would have fucking the craziest diarrhea of your life if you sipped up any pond, any fucking lake nearby. You went to the Hudson River, okay?
Yeah,
that's New York specific. Okay,
nice.
If you went in there and took a cupful of that shit and chugged it.
So here's where I'm going to
tie
it back all together.
Follow the white rabbit. You know what I'm saying? You've been told
right.
that these are things that will poison you and
Eric's
can't break the rules.
Eric lit some Palo Santo.
That's the most pathetic looking Palo Santo.
Yeah, this is the most like little ass stick of Palo Santo.
Oh, you think that's pathetic? Come on, we've been waiting
without
for
the ancient herbs, yeah. Everybody.
The ancient
you got
herbs
some
and sticks.
You got the roach clip, the fucking that shit, dude. That
I got
that is crazy. That's
I
not
got
doing
the
anything.
Palo Santo roach.
Damn, a forest fire of all so Palo Santo, fucking.
Oh my god. Okay, so here's the thing.
Every atrocity that happened on that land. That's what we need to do.
Is a couple of things, Nate, to take it back to this. A Is diarrhea bad for you, or are you getting toxins out of your body that you could never have imagined? That's why it's so violent.
Reframe your perspective.
Wow.
Reframe your reality. Break the frame and accept that the painting actually expands the whole universe. Okay? There's no such thing as a frame.
Oh.
Yeah. The next thing.
That's right.
Is, that's right. Joy tactics. The next thing is, what
joy
was I going to say?
Tactics.
The next thing is about old people. Oh, yeah. To take it back to old people, elders,
right,
as we
back.
Call them. Okay, well,
old people is derogatory now.
And can I also say the amount of people who said good job for sticking to the topic on the cars episode? It almost hurt my feelings. It felt like almost insulting to see people complimenting.
Well, that's not hard to do.
Right
yeah.
now,
oh,
for
hey.
Us, it's really easy to stick to a topic, but we like to go off on different tangents.
How would you like it if we did this? Oh, wow, it's been 34 minutes. Good job. Good job for listening this long. You fucking
right.
so used to TikToks, right?
Exactly.
Wow, you finally did it. You finally listened to something that was 30 minutes long instead of just watching TikTok clips of fucking jelly beans over and over again, bitch.
We're giving the listeners too much power.
I think we
because
are.
Because we're referencing them. We are I think we need to disengage from our audience completely.
Let's scare them for a second.
Not like any more. There's no more likes on. No more responding to any comments.
No. Nope.
This is there.
And no more fucking. I'm not. I've been zelling about 45 of you all. I'm trying to hit you with rent and utilities shit because the stories that you told me. And at this point, I feel almost taken advantage of. Okay, and it's getting to a breaking point.
Those are all me, okay, yeah, like with different like, Gmail yeah.
And
accounts.
And it's like all sexy
so
girl, like just all clearly you, like AI.
Yeah.
Oh, but we did meet the creator of the Joy Tactics subreddit, so shout out to
Oh, yeah, that was him. Awesome. Shout out to that in Seattle. Individual.
Okay, Jack, I interrupted you. I'm so sorry. Go back to that.
It's literally not even a problem because my thoughts are so just right on deck. So what I was saying was, oh, yeah, so the dog eats the puddle, right?
Right. And you think, remember that.
This is so bad. Or drinks, rather. Okay, so then to take it all the way back
so
to the old people.
Okay, yes.
Stop. To take it all the way back to the old people eating food. Okay? Mm-hmm. Eric's Nan, 93, eating fucking Doritos every day. Okay? My grandma, 96, and then she passed in a wickedly violent way. She was eating spaghetti and meatballs every single night, drinking root beer every single day. And she did a triathlon. I think it was must have been her 94th, 95th birthday or something.
And Jack, I got to tell you, I don't think your grandma at 96 did a triathlon.
I have photos of it, dummy.
A triathlon?
Do you want to know what it consisted of?
Yeah.
So she went for a walk and then got into the pool and did some
drank
pool
a
exercises.
Glass of water
and then
stared at a bike.
No, chill. Then she got on a, what do they call it?
Like a stationary bike.
Yeah, a stationary bike. And there's a picture of her on a stationary bike with a bunch of people kind of.
All right, that's impressive. So, that's impressive in its own right.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, rest in peace to her. But this is all I'm saying is the dogs that are eating shit water. Maybe there's a reason they live so long, man. That's all I gotta say.
I know.
Okay. You look at a dog and you think, oh, they die early though. Don't they live less long than us? Okay. But maybe they were actually would only live to be
turtles are
two.
Eating and drinking.
Oh, they're mostly turtles. Getting straws up their nose. You remember those videos where they have to pull the plastic straws out of their nose with a plier?
Oh, hell no.
That happened to me.
That's what we're doing to these beautiful creatures.
I saw a melted turtle in Prospect Park. A turtle that had been disintegrated into jelly.
Well, that's melted a natural turtle. Way that they leave us.
Yeah,
that's how they go naturally.
Yeah, they jellify.
Can I say this about, like, okay, on the flip side of, like, not doing what you're told to live longer, you know what I mean? Like, my nan is eating Dutch baby pancakes, whatever, breaking all the rules, and yet she's older. I do feel like when people that we know that are our age pass away, I always have to justify it in my mind. And this is so brutal. This is just
why?
Like, because I have to think like, oh, they got that horrible disease and passed away. Well, it's because they, you know, they did this or that. And actually, I'm not that
karmically.
You know
saying,
what I mean?
You're saying karmically?
No, not karmically, but just lifestyle wise, even though I probably have one of the worst lifestyles out of anybody in our generation. I somehow like justify it in my mind to think like, oh, well, there's a reason why they got. But really, there's no rhyme or reason to being alive and staying alive. So much of this is luck and genetics. And if the studies that we were talking about on COVID are true, Jack, our generation is a ticking time bomb. Okay. And we're not even going to make it to our fucking 50s. So just enjoy it. We're not going to get the pleasure of gray hair and failing bodies because it's just going to hit us really quick. So everybody listening that's in their late 20s and 30s, live it up right now because we don't got as long as we think, okay? The AI doctors and formulas and calculations are not going to save us.
Let us be a guiding light for you, okay? In the face of darkness and evil, what do you do? Do you cower? Do you hide? No. You fucking live it up in the craziest way. Mm-hmm. Go start a podcast today, man. Today, go rent a Dodge Charger. and drive it around with 2 hours of sleep around Seattle. Okay?
We didn't show you a picture because we don't want to make you too jealous, man.
Buy Palo Santo.
Yeah.
Nate.
You got a Dodge Charger.
Yeah.
We what did was get the? Did you request that or was
nah?
That like
the guy just
option?
Hooked it up at the fucking Enterprise because he.
He took one look.
We're comedians.
Yeah. He said, "Oh, comedians! You mean modern day philosophical rock stars? You mean this is what my girlfriend said yesterday. She called us missionaries of laughter.
Oh yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That. Because I said
we're
going
to
going
the
around
neglected
the
theaters. Right, we're going to the small.
We're going
places
to neglected
where...
theaters. We're not doing this for money. We're not doing this for personal gain. Nothing is coming from this whatsoever. But guess what? We're doing it for the larger cause.
We're evangelizing the atheists, essentially.
We're doing what do they call it? When the Spanish people came over, what was that? Oh, those are bad.
Colonizing.
No, those are bad.
That's not
good.
No.
We're
wait, so who's the most baddest old person you can think of that you are legit thinking like, God damn, they're a bit older, but yep, I still like it like that.
Jim Carrey.
Oh, shit. Oh, you know who?
Who?
Oh, shit.
Ms. Mirren?
Martha Stewart.
Oh, and you know I saw her in person, right?
Really?
In Vegas. She was opening her new restaurant, and I walked on by, and there she was, flawless. Beautiful.
I'm not kidding you. I am like very attracted to Martha Stewart.
Sheesh. All right, chill, man.
Damn.
Now, let me Google image Martha Stewart real quick.
You don't got a picture in your mind?
Nope.
Man, you know who I had a crazy ass crush upon?
Dr. Veal.
Rachel Ray. Rachel Ray.
Oh, shit.
Good golly.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember I had my friend's dad was like kind of drunk. He was like maybe borderline wasted, I would say.
Yeah.
And he said to us, I had to have been like 9 or 10, 11 years old. And he was like, man, I would fuck the shit out of Rachel Ray. Like he was like talking about
it.
And you were so Christian. Did you think like this guy is the most evil man to ever exist? Or you're like, respect.
It was, he was actually kind of frightening to me, but he also like at this same age, like would come up to me and be like, dude, pulled me aside, just me and him. And he was like, I got some rubbers for you if you ever need them. Like,
like at like 10 years like, old?
Like, dude, I'm clearly like,
that is such a good move, Nate.
Did you
have to start walking around with giving rubbers.
I literally was like, that is like, I respected the hell out of him for, you know, offering it to me, you know?
Did you tell him, appreciate you, dog?
Him, like, I don't know if he, like, it was like, dude, me and his son, like my friend, were like, couldn't have been more of losers. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like, even if we were, like,
Nate
is just like, read the room, man.
Can I pitch you on another stand-up bit for you?
Please.
You gotta put a condom on the mic and go, yeah, that's how I'm about to fuck the shit out of this fucking microphone or whatever you're saying.
Put a
condom on the mic before you set.
Dude.
I'm about to blow the back out of this fucking 10-minute spot.
Sorry, one
and
second.
And I put the mic where my dick would be and I kind of put it on and I start like pumping the stool for 20 minutes.
You gotta do it, man. You gotta do it.
And then I take the condom off and slap some fucking front row person. You shouldn't have come to the front row of a comedy show.
Oh, we gotta do it. Did we talk about starting to do it Bam Margera style at these live shows, even though nobody's coming to them? Where we kind of shave people's head and smack the shit out of them, punch them in the nuts.
Oh, like do the flower.
Tattoo them.
Pour flour all over them.
Oh, yeah.
Like people that's
need,
how we gotta.
I mean,
the Joy Tactics live shows should be a little ruthless.
Yeah.
Speaking of being a loser, when we were in Seattle, I saw a bunch of friends that I grew up with, and
calling them losers.
No, we weren't. Well, I was a loser, but my friend Nick was reminding me about the way that I was when I was about 11, and I wasn't remembering any of this shit. And he told me that I was obsessed with hydraulics on cars.
Who wasn't, man? Of course.
Apparently,
makes
I'd
sense.
Be like,
that was the good old days.
And you know, I'm realizing now, yeah, I still want fucking hydraulics. I want to lift my fucking Mazda 3, get that fucking lifted suspension, go up and down. Oh, shit.
I love how hydraulics, like, yeah, there's, like, the smooth ones that bounce, but then there's some that kind of, like, take a second where it's, like,
the jerky.
The front goes up, and then the back goes up.
Oh, Nate, we saw the type of car that you fucking need in L.A. You need a 2009 fucking Cadillac.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Uh-huh. Can you guys hear this? There's, like, my neighbor has, like, is the water system is just blaring behind me.
He's got the water system. What's he blasting in the water system? Well, Cam?
Just FYI if you hear something.
Oh, I can't hear
anything. I can't hear anything.
Some water type sound.
Nah, that's probably soothing.
Oh, can I say something?
What?
Can I ask y'all something, actually? Or am I having a fucking stroke? If you Google Martha Stewart, if you Google image her, is just about every single picture of her with Snoop Dogg?
What is that? That's her friend. If you paid attention to basically the top.
Why is she with Snoop Dogg every single picture? Why is that really? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Is that a?
Yeah, they kind of have a connection.
Love to talk about that.
An unlikely connection.
Well,
what's so? You know what I want to ask everybody?
What's so unlikely about that? Really assess what you mean when you say that's so weird that they're friends. Really? Because in all the novels that I write, everybody across all races and genders are best friends. And
I mean, you keep on talking about these novels, and yet there's nothing has been released. At some point, you got to put out, if you call yourself a novelist, you have to put out a novel. I just have to give you some tough love now, dude.
They're fucking time released, okay? So when I pass away, that's when they've all fucking hit the shelves. That's when Barnes & Noble, they want to release them now.
They're all 40 pages each.
I just don't want to
put that shit out. Oh, you have a kill switch or whatever?
It's basically a kill switch. And I don't want people's perspective of me. I don't want to be this, all of a sudden, this like highly regarded intellectual type of guy, which I am. I want to be still seen as the guy, you know, the down to earth type of like just podcaster, like successful comedian. And after I die, then you get to see the real shit. I peek behind the curtain, and then that money all goes to my fucking adopted family.
Are you going to have a crazy like foster care? Like,
yeah, it's going to be the most, people will want to be in foster care the way I'm going to be fucking doing it. You know what I'm saying? The type of drinks that I'll be making, the type of peanut butter jelly sandwiches, the type of movies that you watch.
Alcoholic cocktails for children, peanut butter sandwiches are like the only thing in the house.
People are going to want to leave their parents and fucking come to my halfway home.
Negronis and peanut butter sandwiches. Jack, I feel like you would have a fucking bussin' foster care system going down. I feel like you could take care of a group of children that
Jack would go Ruby Frank mode on them. You know what I'm saying?
What's that?
You haven't heard about this horrible YouTuber?
Oh, man.
She's got sentenced to 60 years in jail for what she did to these kids.
And what happened?
What'd she do?
Well, she made a YouTube channel about being a amazing mother, and as it turns out, she wasn't even feeding them that much.
Did she have like children for YouTube clout?
Yeah, 100%. These people will.
I think I heard how many about kids?
14. Some, I don't know, maybe 6.
That's fine. I'm down with like not the not feeding kids, but like having a kid for
YouTube
views and YouTube, like go for it. You know,
I'd be reverse feeding, not feeding them. I'd be making them do fucking mukbangs every single day. Challenges. Good morning, it's 5 a.m. Go now. Well, I just got
the most spiciest instant ramen.
It's called chores. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like people have responsibilities and families, and it's like back in the day, if you had a corner shop, you'd come in. There would be a 8-year old kid sweeping up and helping out, and you know, making pulled pork sandwiches. That type of shit.
Dancing.
Now, we're going to have you on the fucking Twitch streaming.
Yep.
Mukbanging.
Why do I get business? Why do I get, not to be pro Ruby Frank in any type of way, but why do I get the vibe that kids aren't even doing chores anymore? Why do I get the vibe that they have a little too easy, and when real life comes around the corner and they have to start their own podcast and they have to start flying around the country to go to half sold out shows, they're not even going to be able to handle that shit because adulthood's going to smack them across the face. Okay?
Because, man, kids are too soft these days.
We should have an adversity boot camp training.
Yeah, where we get to do like role playing of like a tough childhood.
Yeah.
How went through it in our suburbs.
We give them chores. We make them mow the lawn. We give them newspaper routes. Mm-hmm. And we also prepare them for violent warfare. So they're going to be, I mean, there's going to be two groups of kids of these, you know, what is the generation that's after Gen Z? Gen Alpha?
Gen A.
Gen A?
Gen Alpha.
We need to fucking... There's going to be two groups. You're either going to be the fucking iPad kid, that ADHD, oh, I can't fucking... Or you're going to be in the adversity boot camp training master's program graduate.
You can fucking clean. You're ready for you shit. Can fucking clean and fucking service a M1 Grand rifle like no one else can. I mean, like with a blindfold on. And guess what? When the fucking cyber attack comes and it disables all the technological guns, we're going back to the M1 Garand. We're going back to the classic rifles that they used back in the fucking day that are made of wood and metal.
That's going to be a problem for us.
How it should be.
For our troop.
Well, that's how I train every day.
Analog.
All I'm using is the baton.
And by the way, to the patrons, who has the gun? We've lost complete contact with the person that has. There's one gun for all the patrons, and we have completely lost contact with it. It's like the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Where is it?
You're supposed to mail that back. Send a picture of yourself.
The email that you gave us, it no longer, it bounces back. It just seems like you signed up to get this gun, and it feels like that you just deleted your patron account, and now you just have the gun, and all of us are waiting for it, and there's a wait list, and people are messaging me, where's the fucking gun? I signed up for this shit. And it was supposed to be a shared gun between all of us in the community. And I feel like people are, and we trusted you guys. I know. That's what fucked
and
up.
This is a...
We trusted you to fucking just, this was an honor system. And now we can't, and now I feel like we can't trust our patrons anymore. And you ruined it. You're the fucking person with the bomb in the shoe. And now we have to take off our shoe in TSA because of you. So thanks, man.
And this is kind of a millennial phrase. You know, I fucking hate it when my fucking boss at the deli would say this, but this is why we can't have nice things. You know what I'm saying?
This is why we can't have guns.
If someone says that shit to me for real, if someone makes that joke, you're out of my life. You can't say that phrase and stay in my life.
In me, I'm kind of more accepting, and I don't.
Yeah,
that's why.
That wouldn't even bother
you
me.
You have an unnatural tendency to surround yourself with losers. What did Kat say?
Well, what's funny is I do too. Oh, that's funny. I do too, but what's funny is I take losers and I turn them into princes, and then I go get them to sell my products. Do you understand? So if somebody comes up to me and says, hey, man, today, how's the weather up there? Something height-wise joke. Or what was the phrase that we were just talking about 10 seconds ago? Eric, you said
this is why we can't have nice things.
Okay, if somebody comes up to me and says, this is why we can't have nice things, I go, come with me for a second. I sit them down. I have them open page one of Jack's Incredible World of Phrases, and I go, turn them to the chapter about the topic of this is why we can't have nice things alternatives, basically, and I just open their mind. Wow. Because that's an individual that is an asset. You see individuals who are scarred, who are tortured, who've had rough pasts, and you say, get away from me, they're losers. I bring them in, man, because I like to send snakes into snake pits. Okay, don't send a sheep. They'll get eaten alive.
And then you turn them into salesmen?
And then I turn them into businesses for my for my thought camp. Because if you have college debt, by the way, no. Listen to me now. If you have college debt, go ahead, send me an email. And I have a cruise ship that we can all go on. It's really fun. And by the end, you're going to have zero college debt. It's so fucking... It's just a great opportunity.
We need to do the Joy Tactics cruise, but it's clearly like an old-ass fucking salvage ship from the 1950s that can seat about 18 people. It's fucking leaky, but you got to fucking bucket out water every second. The food's all fucking boiled omelets.
Everyone has to sleep on the floor except for us.
I want to go on a jungle cruise so bad. You know how that movie, Jungle Cruise? It's one of the best movies.
What is it like? A jungle. What is a jungle cruise?
It's a cruise through the jungle, through the river.
Just like the river.
Yeah, dude. But you never. It's like white water. Oh, bro, let's go white water rafting too.
Oh. I legit
Eric,
would love.
I have
to
a
do
feeling
that.
You would die.
I've. How hilarious that something? You would say that because I've already done it is... twice with my youth group, bitch. And
okay,
I was the,
you're not
the fucking
young
guy,
anymore,
the river
okay?
guy said I was one of the most talented.
Yeah,
and...
you're not that young guy anymore, man.
You're not. And I think we're going to, let's go do these things, man. Okay, let's why go sprint
it,
for 5 seconds and see if your leg snaps in half.
Why is it
let's
fucking
go to Longyearbyen and see if you have a panic
everything.
Attack because the sun won't set.
We should start a podcast. Oh, okay, guys. Let's do it. Yeah, that was my ass. We should go to fucking Longyearbyen. No, dude, it's not worth it. It's going to be fucking lame as hell. Really? We should go do this and Eric. This. I'm always like, yo, let's go do this. Why do I never get ideas from you guys? Why do I always have to come with the idea? It's becoming exhausting for me. And I'm fucking getting weary and tired. And all of a sudden, you guys are going to be like, man, last few months have been pretty boring. Well, that's because I fucking stopped trying. Because I can't anymore and it
well,
hurts
Eric,
physically.
The cold hard truth, man. The cold hard truth is... we have a lot of other things going on in our lives. It's not all the podcast for us, okay? We can't take 6 months off to go do a nuclear winter in the northern...
It's a polar winter,
Aurora Borealis.
Dude, and it'll change your perspective on being alive.
I don't want to change my perspective on being alive. I am perfect right now. My gratefulness every single day is radiating out of my fucking body. My life is so good. My room is clean. My sleep is good. My blood pressure's on point. Checked it this morning. Looking great.
What was the reading?
Is 133 over 80 or something,
bro. That's nothing. That's great.
That's chill. That's when you wake up in the morning. That's the perfect blood pressure to have. Duh.
Why do I bet you my ass is at 50/20?
Okay. 50/20.
Clean.
Probably is realistically.
Well.
I'm excited
well.
To eat food today. Oh,
I
should
know,
we talk about
too.
What gave
I'm
us joy?
I'm gonna go see Dune 2 with my dad and my brother. Told
you're
you
gonna get
already.
A blue slushy, a blue icy, polar icy.
Are you gonna get the Dune bucket?
Oh, is that? Yeah,
you and your family all get the Dune bucket together.
Mm-hmm. We each. I'm kind of hitting it hard enough to where we each get our own Dune bucket, the sandworm.
Oh, you're rich.
Bucket.
On me,
guys.
Oh,
but I'm about to go have a beautiful day
sandwiches.
Here in New York. It's 60 degrees outside.
It's 60 degrees out.
L.A. fucking
March.
Dude,
and it's Sunday.
Why do you fucking live there, man? It's so pathetic. That town is so
and
over.
You're not even grateful. Isn't that interesting? Nate, you're not even grateful, even though the weather's better there. Look at you, biatch. You're dressed like a motherfucking shy guy. Meanwhile, me and Eric, we're out. It's finally, we're ready to go out and party. Nate,
well, you guys just don't. I express gratitude in ways that are different than you guys do.
Jerking
it's
it.
Kind of a non-traditional gratitude.
Oh, you do those through the movement poems that you've been recording.
Exactly. Exactly.
The silent
which I'm
movement
getting
poems.
Radio silence on when in the text thread.
Hey, man, loved your improv show. Just thought I'd send you this video to show you how much I appreciated it.
Fully naked, fully hard, doing movement poetry.
And at the end, I say, I got a boy.
McLovin.
Okay. We got to say
what
gave us
joy. Gave me joy.
Huh?
Yeah, of course you can.
Because
better not be music related.
Mine was quite
say
amazing
now,
this
Nate.
Week.
Do it.
So I'm walking next to my apartment, about to go for a walk.
Brag.
And I see a line of very hiply dressed people down the block going into the laundromat that I use on a, you know, biweekly basis. And I'm like, what the fuck? What kind of TikToker or some fucking, is Addison Rae doing some fucking meet and greet at my laundromat? And then I look on the front and whose pop-up is it? Faye Webster, one of my favorite artists.
Oh, yeah.
And on top of that, as I see that, somebody comes out, and guess who it is? A Joy tactician.
John Coombs.
Hey, yo, Nate. John Coombs. Comes out. Shout out to him. we meet, what an amazing guy. Shout out to John. Lovely chatting with him. And he said, come on your way back from the walk. Guess what he hooked my ass up with?
Boing!
The LP.
A record, a full LP of Faye Webster's new album, Undressed.
And he signed it himself.
And you don't got a record player, so you're going to nail that to the wall, put the nail right through the middle of the record.
Crack the drywall. But dude, the album is so fucking good. It was just good. I was like, what the fuck, this is my laundromat. And then Faye Webster's right where I do laundry. Like, that's crazy.
I haven't listened to Faye Webster.
Oh, never, my ever? God, she never is
listen
so
to the new album. It's fun,
fucking
it's
really, good,
it's very fun.
I gotta check it out, guys. I love music too.
I saw I her you live do. You know that?
I know you were posting.
Did you see Faye Webster live?
I did, with John Coombs. Shout out to the GOAT. 100 beatbox salute to John Coombs.
John Coombs. Yeah, that album's bussing. Go check it out on Spotify or wherever.
You'll catch a vibe immediately.
Got a vibe.
What gave me joy this week? It's really simple. Nothing. What do I mean by that?
Excuse me?
Because my words are always deeper than the surface, somehow. What I mean by that is sleep. Sleep gave me joy because I was basically so sleep deprived. I got 2 hours of sleep before going on our trip to Seattle. On the trip to Seattle. Busted ass sleep. Had a crazy level 9.3 panic attack in the car after breakfast yesterday. I didn't say it out loud, but Eric, yeah. I was thinking in my head, I did think like, do I need to go to the hospital right
now?
No. Yes. Because I was like, sometimes I'll have pretty bad panic attacks that make me feel like I am on about 600 milligrams of THC. And it feels like being conscious is like a tightrope walk.
Oh, dude,
and
We even had golden milk at breakfast. That delicious.
We even had golden milk and a delicious pesto omelet.
I know.
Delicious, or whatever that was. But guess what? Got on the plane. Had an amazing ride. Zero turbulence. Got home, except for that one little bit of turbulence. That was pretty funny.
That was a stomach dropper for a second. Boing.
People were really scared around me, but not me. I was watching the Barbie movie, perfectly done movie. But then I went home and went to sleep. And that was awesome, man.
And now you feel amazing.
Now I'm ready to, just... do nothing today, hopefully. Eric.
Well, what gave me joy is quite predictable. It was going back and doing shows in my hometown. It was so fun seeing Nate. Oh, Nate, you're just frozen. Nate, are you there?
No, he's there. He's blinking.
You see me?
Oh, he's frozen on my screen.
Oh.
Doing shows in Seattle. It was so fun. Like, all my friends from home came out, my high school drama teacher came out, my mom and her boyfriend and neighbor came out, and it was just, I'd never done a show out there, and it was so fun hanging out with everybody and seeing everybody. I was very grateful to see that kind of support. Really meant a lot to me. And was the second show, was there a crazy ass heckler at the very beginning of the second show that kind of was that we were unprepared for? Yeah, there was. But we bodied that.
We were perfectly prepared. The venue helped us out incredibly.
Yeah.
Shout out to Crocodile.
The Crocodile. The Crocodile. So, yeah.
That was fun.
Oh, and then we went to a party at Cole, my buddy Cole's little woodworking studio down the street. It was cool. It was a fun little trip. So, that's what gave my fucking ass joy. Yeah. And give it up for the elders. Like... Yo, like, if you're old, like, respect. That's just how we have to put it quite simply.
Cut it out.
If you're young, fucking get in line. Get in fucking line, because it's going
to
be a while.
You'd be lucky to be old.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Do you guys have what's your words? Upcoming dates
that
you
guys got? The upcoming dates in 2.5 weeks. In Milwaukee and Chicago and Pittsburgh.
Okay, Milwaukee Thursday, the 21st of March. Chicago the next day, the 22nd. Pittsburgh, please God, come to the fucking Pittsburgh show. Everybody. Oh yeah, we'll be very sleep deprived for that one.
We need that.
The 23rd Saturday,
and then Philly, Philadelphia. And then
that's not in my calendar, is it?
And then we will be hitting a show in LA in early April with Nate at a secret location that's going to go crazy as hell.
Probably, I don't know. Mark your calendars for April 8th, probably.
Yep. So. Dan Sloan's birthday, our friend who we know John Coombs through.
Most shout out
to
the 100
Beatbox salute to Dan Sloan.
Man, we love you.
Okay.
And then next weekend, I'll be at a wedding in San Francisco. Then, nice. Shout out, Monday, April 15th, tax day. Do some taxes. Sorry, I guess I'm
not looking forward to that.
My calendar.
Oh, I reached out to your accountant, Jack. I'm going to talk to him this week.
All right. Yeah, let's get that taken care of because I'm tired of how it's tearing us apart.
All right, guys.
Joy Tactics.
Have an amazing week.
Peace
out.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.